Welcome to Anchor Daily, where we daily engage in God's Word and prayer, reminding each other of the only anchor that truly holds.
Hello, Bethel. My name is Matthew Haddock, and I attend the West Pasco campus. Today, we're reading Colossians 2, but first I have a question for you. Have you ever been targeted by a scam? I have. In fact, quite recently I was targeted by phishing emails from scammers who hacked emails at my school. Maybe you've gotten an email from a Nigerian prince, or a phone call from someone claiming to be the IRS. One of my favorites is snake oil, a fictitious cure-all sold by fake doctors in the Wild West. They became so prominent that today we call charlatans and scammers snake oil salesmen. Well, in Colossae, the Apostle Paul was dealing with some snake oil salesmen of his own. The difference is that the scam didn't target their money. It targeted their souls. Let's read verses 6 through 8. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Okay, if I were to give this chapter a main point, it would be this. Christ, who is the mystery of God, has been revealed to us. At the time, Paul was fighting back against some untrue doctrines that were taking hold in Colossae. These false teachers were presenting a heresy known as Gnosticism. Gnosticism says, among other things, that true knowledge can only be discovered through a personal epiphany, absent any influence from God. In a way, it was scamming believers into looking for another way to understand the mystery. These teachers were claiming to have the answer. They could offer salvation, rescue, and enlightenment. They sold Christians the idea that they could reach enlightenment on their own with their own strength. Clearly, some of them were falling for it because Paul warned them about its deceitful nature. Paul says it is powered by elemental spirits, meaning the enemy, Satan. But he doesn't just oppose the false teaching. He reminds them that they don't need whatever wisdom could be provided by Gnosticism because they have already learned the truth. The mystery of God has already been revealed to them. It is Christ who, according to verse 3 of this chapter, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Throughout chapter 2, you will see this theme of in Christ, and I encourage you to read the whole chapter because that phrase, in Christ, in Him, or some variant of that, is used no less than 8 times in this chapter alone. When we are in Christ, a foundation of reliance on God is built in our hearts and minds. This reliance extends to our intellectual beliefs. We are often led astray by empty philosophies. Our culture is fraught with grand political ideologies and the promotion of selfishness and entitlement as values. These worldly ideas are promoted by the enemy. Like Gnosticism, they intend to supplant Christ as the answer. They offer their own versions of salvation and their own methods of accountability. They too demand loyalty, commitment, and sacrifice. In fact, I would even say they demand worship. I will openly admit that I have at times followed these ideas and emphasized them over the gospel. The reality is that false and unorthodox teachings appeal to us because of our human nature. See, we all desire purpose and meaning. But let us be reminded of the one to whom our worship belongs. In Christ, we have not just a Savior who loves us and redeems us, but one whom we can and do know personally. God has not hidden himself from our faces. He has not shrouded himself behind a veil. He has openly and fully declared himself and revealed the mystery, Christ himself. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your provision over us. Thank you for giving the Bible your inspired revelation to us so that we can have knowledge of your word. We ask that you would continue to guide us and give us wisdom to discern between the follies of the world and the truth of your word. Don't let us fall into the hands of the enemy, but keep us rooted in the faith. Let us grow as your church in right belief and practice. In your name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today. Listen in tomorrow as we continue to encourage one another to be anchored, steadfast, and secure in Jesus. If you haven't already subscribed, please do so, because we'd love to continue to dive into God's Word with you. We'd also like the chance to connect further with you. If you go to bethel.ch, you'll see all sorts of ways to connect, serve, and worship with our church body. Finally, please consider sharing this podcast with your friends by word of mouth or on social media. Have a blessed rest of your day.